This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service is warning that parts of the East Coast could see heavy rain and strong winds through this weekend. The Mid-Atlantic is in the bullseye. The AP's Jennifer King.
It's time to batten down the hatches in the Carolinas and coastal Mid-Atlantic. Meteorologists at the National Hurricane Center say a slow-moving low-pressure system, designated as potential tropical cyclone 16, is headed toward the North Carolina coast and will move across eastern North Carolina, southeastern Virginia, and the eastern shore of Maryland and Delaware over the weekend. I'm Jennifer King.
Lawmakers can't agree on spending cuts, so we're learning the White House will tell federal agencies today to prepare for a government shutdown. No success on Capitol Hill in the effort to keep government funding past the September 30th deadline. Asylum seekers are overwhelming border agents. The AP's Norman Hall with what Washington is doing.
The Biden administration is sending 800 active duty military troops to the border, adding to the 2,500 National Guard members there. In tiny Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 6,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. in 2 days.
As long as you clear the bridge, you should be good.
And in remote Jacamba Hot Springs, California, Colombian Carlos Andres Vasquez says processing is backlogged.
Venimos como ganado, venimos como animales, nos meten 20, 18 personas en una camioneta atrás.
He says 20 people were packed like animals in the back of a van. Some border crossings have been forced to temporarily close in recent days to move agents to overwhelmed facilities. I'm Norman Hall.
President Zelensky of Ukraine is addressing Canada's parliament today after his visit to the U.S. He's continuing his efforts to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. A new poll shows that Americans are more sympathetic to Hollywood's striking writers and actors than they are to the studios. The results of a new poll. This is AP News. Now a story about a little girl lost in the woods, and this ends well. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A toddler who was lost in the woods was found asleep using a family dog as a pillow. Police say a 2-year-old girl who walked away from her home in Michigan's Upper Peninsula with the two family dogs was found hours later asleep in the woods using one of the canines as a furry pillow. Michigan State Police say the other dog was next to her, keeping her safe. Troopers were called to a home in a rural area about 8 p.m. when the little girl was reported missing. They used drones and police dogs in their search with help from local police and local citizens. One of those citizens on an all-terrain vehicle found the little girl about 4 hours later, some 3 miles from her home. The girl was checked by medical staff and appeared to be in good health. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is almost $3.86 a gallon as you start your weekend. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.